The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolene.
Good afternoon. I'm not even going to comment on traffic, people.
Good.
You should have seen the chaos that was Israel today.
So it was announced earlier today that Shin Bet have busted a Hamas cell planning to attack as Israel MK Itamar Ben-Gvir. Who is Itamar Ben-Gvir and why would he be a target for the Hamas?
Well, let's talk about this big cell that was bust. This was made public, obviously, after clearing the... I've forgotten the word, guys. after getting the clearance to go public, I'll remember the word at 3 o'clock in the morning, as one does. But Shin Bet have announced that they...
Are you looking for the word embargo, right?
Not embargo.
Censorship.
Not... The censor. There we go. That's the one.
We've got an invention.
A big Hamas cell with plans to carry out numerous kinds of operations in Jerusalem have been bust. Now, among their plans were plans to target and kidnap IDF soldiers, attack the Jerusalem light rail using a drone, but probably the most menacing of their plans was plans to murder public figures, and the number one target was Itamar Ben-Gvir. Now, if you follow Israeli politics, you will know that Itamar Ben-Gvir is seen as part of the far-right camp here in Israel. He's a very, very divisive figure here. He's often seen as somebody who incites, and he has been known to show up in volatile places like Sheikh Jarrah, like on the Temple Mount, especially when there are very, very tense situations under play. And one of the main threats against him is the fact that, you know, he has made numerous threats to go into the Temple Mount, to go into places that the Palestinians see as extremely, extremely insightful and insulting. So he is the number one Hamas target there. But also, very interestingly cleared from the censor, is the fact that this particular cell was responsible for transferring fireworks, rocks, and other weapons used inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque during riots and protests during the month of Ramadan. We're all familiar with those very, very inflammatory images, very, very insulting to religious Muslims to have this kind of activity taking place inside a holy place, a mosque, and very much in line with Hamas's incitement of the Jews trying to take over the Al-Aqsa, and right at the head of that, they put Itamar Ben-Gvir.
Well, I think it's quite understandable, hence him being a target for Hamas, you know. Do you think that Hamas would be interested in an escalation of this?
I don't think that Hamas are interested in an escalation right now. I think they very much want to control the streets, so they use this kind of language. I think that they are wary of pulling Israel into any kind of conflagration. And that is not just my opinion. It's also the opinion of the IDF, who say that despite the incitement that comes from Hamas, despite the terror cells like the type bust today, you will notice that what they are planning is specifically targeted. But from our understanding of the situation, and this is the IDF and this is analysts as well, it's not in their interest. They desperately want international recognition, especially now that they are proscribed in the United Kingdom and Australia, which makes it more difficult for them to gain support. But the type of attackers carrying out terror attacks in Israel over the last couple of months have been lone wolf type attackers. So while Hamas may use this kind of language, and yes, while we do have this terror cell bust, we think it's more Palestinian Islamic Jihad who are trying to pull Israel into a conflagration rather than Hamas, who still want some kind of international recognition.
Well, thank you. So yesterday, EU Parliamentary President Roberta Metsola addressed the Knesset. What were some of the highlights of her speech yesterday?
Well, this is her first visit to Israel, and she said it's by no means her last. So she had the honor of addressing our Knesset, our parliament, and amongst the things said in her speech, she said being anti-Semitic means being anti-European. And she went on to reiterate the commitment by the European Union states to fight rising anti-Semitism. I mean, I know some of us listening right now could point her in the right direction. And she said, you know, it's incredible what we can achieve together. And there has been, you know, some conjecture here in Israel that perhaps the EU, looking at what is being achieved here, are starting to almost soften their stance towards Israel. And she also said that the Abraham Accords, the normalization and peace agreements that Israel has with the UAE, with Bahrain, with Morocco, possibly with South Sudan, and we're expecting other countries momentarily to also join our circle of peace. She said the Abraham Accords is proof that peace is possible. And she also reiterated the EU support for a two-state solution, which is the standard line that we've heard from the EU, as well as the United States and other countries. She also said, my position and the position of the European Parliament, that we uphold that peace remains the objective, and that our message is one of peace and against violence, and we support Israel's right to exist and Israel's right to security. So she said all the right things, and it was a speech that has been extremely well received.
So she said all the right things, but yesterday during her address, she was heckled by politicians from both sides of the aisle. So what were they taking issue with? I mean, what actually was happening?
Well, here we've got the fascinating paradigm of Israeli democracy in action. You know, sometimes we look at the behavior in the Knesset and think, oi, guys, you know, get it together. But she was heckled, not so politely. But Israel is a robust democracy. We do have a plenum where you basically can say what you want. So on the far right, she was heckled by one Mr. Itamar Ben-Gvir for her mentioning of a two-state solution. And on the other side, she was heckled by the leader of the Joint Arab List, Ahmed Tibi, who said that her stressing the normalization and the peace agreements with the Abraham Accords with other Arab states does not do anything to address what he calls the occupation. So, you know, that to many people who look at Israel and make accusations and ethnic slurs like apartheid, only need to look at what happens in Israel's Knesset, even though sometimes we are mortified by the behavior, to see that this is the allowing of a variety of divergent opinions.
A message from Roland that's coming for you, Ro. He's just weighing in. He says, being anti-Semitic is being anti-European. Okay, I'm a passionate Zionist, but I'm also passionately against the EU. Weird, says Roland. Thanks, Roland. And if you'd like to be like Roland, 34519 is a text line, or 061-895-1019.
And we'd love to hear from you. Yes. Absolutely.
From one row to another row.
Exactly. Roline Marks, thank you so much. We're going to catch up with you tomorrow. Looking forward to it. And are you standing in for Anthony Reich this week, so we can get you in the mornings as well?
I'm doing double duty, people, and hopefully this means I don't have to sit in that traffic I sat in earlier.
Have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much, Roline Marks. That's Roline Marks. She's our Israel correspondent here on The Overdrive.